Let the glory of the Lord, yes, let the glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on, tell your neighbor, Satan defeated. Satan defeated. Satan defeated. Satan defeated. Every knee shall. He is Lord. Say it again. Every knee shall. That He is Lord. Every knee shall. That He is. Come on. Let the people of God say, put those hands together, come on. Let the people of God say, everybody clap your hands. One more time, let the people of God say, everybody clap your hands. Come on, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice. Come on, this is the day. That the Lord has made. I will rejoice. Glad in the air. This is the day.
I will rejoice.
This is the day. That the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day.
When I look back over all this, I made it through.
Can't imagine.
Oh, 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 oh. No one is for you.
the people look up. Put those hands together, come on. Come on, tennis. Said, when I look back over all the years that I made it through, and imagine me now wasn't for you. Favor, rest upon me. Favor. When I look back, say, by your favor, by your favor rest upon me. By your favor rest upon me. But I'm so good.
Hey.
and he told me,
said
he picked
me up,
told
me,
said he picked
me up,
and he told me, said
he
picked me up, he picked me up, and he told me, said he picked me up, and he told me, said he picked me up, and he told me, said. Can't nobody say, can't nobody do me. Say, can't nobody do me like the Lord. Say,
can't nobody
do me like Jesus. Said he. Hey, well, can't nobody do me like Jesus.
Can't nobody do me like Jesus.
Can't nobody do me like Jesus.
Jesus.
I said, can't nobody hold me like Jesus.
I said,
can't nobody hold me like Jesus.
Can't nobody rock me like Jesus.
Can't nobody rock me like Jesus.
Can't nobody love me like Jesus.
Can't nobody love me like Jesus.
Can't nobody hold me like Jesus.
Can't nobody hold me like Jesus.
Can't nobody hold me like Jesus.
Said I can't find nobody.
Nobody.
I said I can't find nobody.
Nobody.
I can't find nobody.
Nobody.
I can't find nobody.
Nobody.
Do you know somebody?
Nobody. Nobody.
Do you know somebody?
Nobody.
Do you know somebody?
Nobody.
Do you know somebody?
Nobody.
I said I can't find nobody.
Nobody.
I said I can't find nobody.
Nobody.
I said, I can't find nobody.
Nobody.
I said, I can't find nobody.
Nobody.
Do you know somebody?
Nobody.
I said, do you know somebody?
Nobody.
I said, do you know somebody?
Nobody.
I said, do you know somebody?
Nobody.
I can't find nobody.
Nobody.
I said, I can't find nobody.
Nobody.
I said, I can't find nobody.
Nobody.
I said, I can't find nobody.
Nobody.
Do you know somebody?
Nobody.
Do you know somebody?
Nobody.
Do you know somebody?
Nobody.
Everybody, everybody clap your hands like this. Said, I don't know what you come to do.
Come on and clap your hands.
I came to clap my hands. give Him praise. Come on and give God praise. Come on and give God praise. Come on and give God praise. Everybody give God praise. Everybody give God praise. I came to give. I came to give. Why don't you give God praise?
My God is good.
God's a way maker. My God's a door opener. My God's a need meter. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. He is good all the time. He is good all the time. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Come on and put those hands together. Hallelujah. 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 We're going to have prayer from Pastor Heights.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. Let us look towards heaven. Gracious, eternal, heavenly Father, God, we come to you tonight, God. We thank you for everything that was said and done thus far, God, to bring, oh God, glory to your name. Father God, we ask that you would continue to have your way in this place on tonight, God. Oh God, send your word on tonight, God. Oh God, strengthen your people on tonight, God. Oh God, heal on tonight, God. Oh God, deliver on tonight, God. Oh God, we thank you for this time of celebration, oh God. Oh God, we thank you for all that you have done, what you're doing, and God, what you're going to do, oh God. God, have your way in this place, oh God. We be sure to give you the praise, oh God, the glory and the honor, God. Oh God, there is none like you, oh God. We just give you praise. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy, God. Oh God, we thank you for your loving kindness, oh God. Oh God, and we just ask you that you would continue to have your way, that you may be glorified. Oh God, that the saints may be edified and that hell may be terrified. And Lord, we pray these things in Jesus' name. Let your church say amen.
Come on and bless the name of Jesus. Come on, you can do better than that. Come on and bless the name of Jesus.
Gloria a Dios. I'll be reading from Ephesians 3, 20 and 21. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in him, in us. Unto him be the glory in the church by Christ Jesus through all ages, world without end. Amen. God bless you.
He said, let the glory be in the church. So come on, let's give God some glory. 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 I know you're tired in your body, but come on, let's bless his name. Come on, let's bless his name. Come on, let's bless his name. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Let's bless him. Come on, let's bless him. Come on, let's bless him. Come on, lift them up. Come on, lift them up. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come on, musicians. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now we're going to have Voices of Hospitality from Mother McCoy.
Praise the Lord. I'm excited on tonight. This is a pleasure for me to be able to stand here on tonight and to greet you in the name of Jesus. 7 years. 7 years a district. God's perfect number. What a blessing on tonight. And I thank God on tonight from our thank you, Jesus, from our superintendent, my pastor, Pastor Willie R. Hunt, and from our assistant, superintendent, Pastor James Bell, and from all the men of God All Tonight, all the pastors that are up here on the rostrum tonight, we just thank God for you being here on tonight. Some, this may be their first time here. This may be the first year that you're worshiping with us as a district. This may be your seventh year, but we're just glad to see. We thank those tonight that came just to fellowship with us. We see you in your respective places. God bless you, Bishop Sally. God bless you, Pastor Whitley. God bless you, Pastor Newkirk, and all the women of God. It's just an excitement on tonight. Look, when I tell you I'm thrilled, I thought about the word welcome, and somehow it doesn't say what I want to say to you on tonight. So what I want to say on tonight is, hola, Pastor Burnell. Hola. For all those, we can't speak all these different languages, but what can we say on tonight? We can say shalom. We can say salam. We can say all these words. But for us on tonight, we say welcome. We're looking for the Lord to bless on tonight. God bless you. When I look at that sister Sally, when Pastor Sally, she's always smiling. And as I look at each one of you on tonight, we truly want you to know that in our hearts, we're truly, truly thrilled to have you here. We're going to have a good time in the Lord because you came to rejoice. We came to rejoice. We came to lift up the name of Jesus. Oh, and our bishop is, hallelujah, our bishop is en route on tonight. Now, so far, we've given the Lord praise. But let's go forth in a mighty way. We want this place to be on tonight like it was when the word of God said that the priest could not minister because, hallelujah, woo, hallelujah, for the cloud. Let's bring that down, that cloud on tonight as we go forth in celebration. Bless you.
Amen, amen, amen. We got to let the fire fall on today. Amen. We got to let the fire fall on today. Hallelujah. Now we're going to call up one of the best, greatest district first ladies that I know. I've known her my whole life. Oh, let me take that back. The best district first lady. And she's known me my whole life. She can't know me before my life. Cause this was First Lady Joanne Hunt. Come on, let's celebrate her.
Saints, we thank God for everyone being here. I was nervous. I may have had to make some notes. Giving honor to God, to the superintendent, Pastor Willie R. Hunt, to our assistant superintendent, Pastor James Bell, to our district missionary, Esther Greenfield, to the matriarch, the assistant district missionary, Mother Margaret McCoy, and to our guests that are here with us, Bishop Sally, Pastor Whitley, Pastor and Mother Newkirk, we thank God for you being here with us on tonight. And we thank God for all of our pastors, all the first ladies, all the children, everybody. And Mother gave the welcome, but I just want to thank you all for coming out tonight. And we thank God for this is the seventh, I believe, district meeting / revival. We've been in revival this weekend, and I thank God for his many blessings. God has done great things for us, whereof we're glad. And I just want to add one thing for those that may not know. We want to just thank God for being in this district, the Cleon Leonidas McCoy Jr. District, Memorial District.
Papa.
Amen,
Papa.
Amen.
Papa.
We say C.L. McCoy all the time, but this is who he was, Cleon Leonidas McCoy Jr. And that's the way he used to say his name. So we thank and praise God for his many blessings. We thank God for all of you. Pray my strength in the Lord. Amen. Enjoy yourself in the Lord. Amen.
Amen. It takes a special woman to be by the side of Superintendent Willie. Oh, honey. So listen, I need y'all to do me a favor. Can we stand and give applause for our First Lady of the District? Amen. Because they say for every good man, there's a good woman by their side. But I'm going to go a step further. There's a great woman by his side. Amen. Amen. And we say it's a poor frog that doesn't praise his own pond. So that's a humble and loving woman. She don't say that much, but when she talks, she's like,
that's,
yeah, but.
He's sulking all this stuff because y'all didn't whoop him enough. If y'all had whooped him, he'd act right. Now get on with the business and leave me alone.
My point exactly. Amen. Now we're going to call the district choir up to render selections.
That's good right there, as our pastor said. Come on, district choir. If you sing in the choir in this district, in your local church, come on up. Come on up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. Yes, yes. Amen, amen. We're going to minister this song on tonight. No matter what you may be facing, how many of you know that we win? We shall always win. We shall always stand in victory. Come on, you can stand to your feet if you really want to receive your victory on tonight. Come on, come on, come on. Clap your hands like this. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Let's go right here. Come on. We will fight, say it.
We will fight.
And we will win.
And we will win.
Victory.
We seek victory to every trial we win.
Tell them why, choir.
We are overcome
by the blood of the Lamb. No longer defeated, but we're winners now. Come on. Everybody clap your hands like this. Come on, come on. Let's say that again. Come on, say it. We will fight. Say it.
We will fight.
And we will win.
And we will win.
We speak victory.
We speak victory to every trial we're in.
Because we are overcomers.
We are overcome
by the blood of the Lamb.
The Lamb.
No longer defeated.
No longer defeated.
But we're winners now. Come on. Everybody clap your hands like this. One more time from the top. Come on, come on. Hallelujah. Let's proclaim it again. Say it. We will fight. Say it.
We will fight.
And we will win.
And we will
win. We speak victory.
We speak victory to every trial we're in.
Come on. We are
overcomers.
We are overcomers
by the blood of the Lamb.
The of the Lamb.
No longer defeated.
No longer defeated.
But we're winners now.
We're winners.
Everybody clap your hands. Come on, Sister Shayla. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Sing, Shayla. Sister Shayla, woo! Come on, clap your hands, everybody, like this. Come on, come on. Come on, let's put it in the atmosphere and say, we will fight. Come on, say it.
We will fight.
And we will win.
We will win.
We will fight.
We will fight.
We will win.
We
come on, say it again. We will fight, say it.
We will fight.
We will win. Come on, come on, Tennis.
I'm victorious.
We will fight.
And we will win, say it.
We will win.
I'm victorious.
We will fight.
Come on, Elder Britt.
We will win.
I'm victorious.
Hallelujah. And we will win. Y'all say it. We will fight. Hallelujah. And we will win.
We will
fight. And we will win. We win.
ain't just up to one person. But we all got to do this. All the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you.
Oh, God.
The Lord told me to do that. So I ain't scared of you.
All the glory belongs to you.
All the glory. I am my brother's keeper. So everything I have, he's got all.
All the glory belongs to you.
All the glory.
All the glory belongs to you, oh God.
Come on, one more time. One more time. Let's say it together. No music. All the glory belongs.
All the glory belongs to you.
Come on, now you give it to him.
All the glory belongs to you, oh God.
Everything he's blessed you with. Everything he's done for you. All the glory.
All the glory belongs to you.
All the glory
belongs to you.
All the glory belongs.
All the glory belongs to you.
All the
glory belongs to you, oh God.
God, you've kept us 7 years together. All the glory belongs.
All the glory belongs to you.
All the glory.
All the glory belongs to you, oh God.
Come on. We can't let it go just yet. One more time. Say all the glory belongs.
All the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you, oh God.
Oh, 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 oh. All the glory belongs.
God bless our bishop. Bishop Pierce.
on and tell the Lord yes. Come on and tell the Lord yes. Oh, hallelujah. God wants a yes. God wants a yes. God wants a yes. Oh, hallelujah. At a new community and C.L. McCoy Jr. District that I know wouldn't be finished right now just because somebody got up in front of them and started talking. Come on, district, let's give God some praise in here. Hallelujah. Friday night. We got taught the difference between our time and God's time. Let me explain something to you. If you're worried about what's on the program, you're still Chronos time. But if you want to take the opportunity to give God praise when He prompts you to give Him praise, then you're in Kairos time. It's time to get in Kairos time right now. Take your opportunity and give God some praise. Let Him work it out in your life. Hallelujah. Let Him work it out. Hallelujah. Come on and shout it out. Shout it out. Hallelujah. Thank you. Bless the name of the Lord. Keep giving him praise. Hallelujah. We're going to do it one more time. To God.
To God.
Put our hands together, give God some praise in this place. For he's worthy. He's worthy. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. 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 Praise him. Hallelujah. Yes, yes. It's good to be home. It's good to be home. I thank God for being home. I was, it don't sound like they're finished. How many people know the Spirit just don't fall out here, it can fall over there too. If they write, the Spirit can carry right on over there, amen. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. We thank God. We thank God we got to move. We got to move. Somebody said we got to move. Yeah, we gotta move. I didn't say. Come on. We gotta move. We gotta move. Name of the Lord. Has he been good to you? Has he given you a reason to give him praise? Has he given you a reason to worship him today? Hallelujah. 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 Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Yes, yes. I hope y'all realize that we have been blessed in the C.L. McCoy Memorial District. Have we been blessed? We've been blessed ever since Friday night. Friday night, the Lord blessed us. Saturday at noon. How many people say Saturday at noon? At noon, God came through this place and rescued some folks. Oh, yes, yes. And you know what? It's carried right on through today. Most of us have been in two services already. three. This is the third. This is the third. It's the third for most of us. Amen, somebody. But how many people know if God don't get tired? Oh, boy, that was quiet. That was a good response. If God doesn't get quiet, if he doesn't get tired, why should we? Because if your strength and power is coming from the same place mine is coming from, then you don't have to worry about getting tired. You don't have to be worried about whether you can serve him or praise him enough. Because it's going to come from the inside. It's not going to come from any strength or power of your own. Amen, somebody. Praise God. I'm indeed honored. I was asked at the last minute, but how many people know you always have to have something ready? I was asked at the last minute to give expressions. And my family and I came to New Community back in 2004. I had met Pastor, now Superintendent Willie Hunt, in the barbershop. In 2002, we were in the process of transitioning, and our family had just moved down, and we were worshiping up near BWI Airport. Hold up, I didn't hear that at first. Hey, ushers, y'all bring her in here. Let's keep praising with her. We need to, come on, saints, what's this about? This is about giving God praise. It's not about hearing me talk. It's not about hearing anybody else talk. I believe Mother McCoy prayed when she came in here. Mother McCoy said that maybe the spirit will fall enough so the preacher won't have to preach. Did you, y'all forgot that already? But how many people know the words of a righteous woman? So if he's still praising God, maybe we need to just get with him just a few seconds longer and give him a chance to get it all out. Amen. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, put your hands together. Give God some praise. Give him praise in here. Lift him up. Lift him up. Hallelujah. Whoa. That's all right. It's all about lifting him up and giving him praise. All the accolades in the world here on earth cannot measure to what we owe to the God. Amen. So to cut it short, we've been here. We've been associated with the ministry since about 2004. And through that time, there have been very trying times in my family. There have been very trying times with New Community. But nevertheless, we had a leader. That through each of our idiosyncrasies, through each of our shortcomings, through each of our times where we tantrumed in front of his desk, because of the saints of the Most High, because of the trials and troubles of running a business as well as the church, all those times where I wanted to quit, where my wife help me consider letting go. Not letting go of God, but letting go of the pressures of working in ministry. He never gave up on us. He never allowed us to falter. We talk about a shepherd. We talk about one that is concerned for God's flock. We talk about one that we know God won't allow us to fall, but when you have a shepherd that won't allow you to fall either. That's what each of us, now I can talk because I was chief of staff for a number of years. I know a lot of issues that were here in New Community, and I know how the leader stood behind each one of us. I know exactly how the leader stood behind each one of us. And having served God all over the world and been exposed to different levels
of leadership and different styles of leadership. We have all learned, I've learned, how God has blessed us right here in little old Waldorf, Maryland. There's not a great cathedral for us to enter into. There wasn't on Mattawoman Drive. It was a leaky building with dirty carpet. It was a place where we had to put out buckets on Saturday evening to make sure that the water didn't stain the carpet any more than it had been. The deacons had to have a pair of scissors in their pocket because every time someone walked across the carpet, it would snag and pull. Y'all don't understand what I'm talking about, but you need to understand that even though the issues took place at Mattawoman Drive, the word was still preached. Prayer still went forward. And the Spirit of the Lord, Elder Ford, visited us often. Yes. How many people know that no matter what the situation, no matter what the edifice is, it's right here. And that's what our leader.
It's the truth.
I know we got time, but he put me up here. And he knew what he was getting when he did. Praise God. But I said all that, saints, and I want to give honor to Superintendent. God bless him. I said all that to say this, that we need to make sure that as God has given him to take care of us, we return the favor. We return the favor. It's easy to get looked over in ministry because so many people take. This time today is an opportunity for us to give back. It's an opportunity for us to be a blessing to the man of God. Amen, somebody. And even behind him stands a very strong woman of God. Amen. Yeah. Y'all know Elect Lady Hunt. That's right. Know her. And we thank God for her for being a steadfast, unmovable helpmeet for our superintendent and pastor, and in some cases, friend. So, as he sometimes say, we all know what anniversary means. What does anniversary mean? Money. Guess what else? District meeting means money too. Amen, somebody. So we're going to ask. We have a goal that we're trying to reach this afternoon to be a blessing to our superintendent. At this time, we ask everyone please stand as we warmly receive our bishop, the bishop of the Central Maryland jurisdiction, Bishop Carl Pierce.
McCoy Memorial District, I introduce to some, or present to some and introduce to others, our jurisdictional prelate, yes. Bishop Carl Anthony Pierce. Yes.
Oh, you that love the Lord, shout, I love the Lord. If the Lord's been good to you, tell him thank you. Just give him a wave offering and just shout a high praise to the Lord. Come on, hallelujah. The Lord bless you. Please be seated. Please be seated. God bless you. So honored of God to be here, and we honor the Spirit of Christ and, of course, to the set man of this house and the district superintendent of the C.L. McCoy district, the Superintendent Willie Hunt. Come on, let's praise God for... I will not prolong the time, and I know that protocol has been established. God bless First Lady. God bless you, dear friend. God bless you, District Missionary. God bless your mother. And of course,
course, to all of these pastors, superintendents, each of you. So good to see each of you. All right, all the pastors, God bless you. Amen. Many of you I know by name, others by face. So good to see you, the sainted women of God. Amen. If I didn't know better, Superintendent, I would think your mother is sitting on the front pew. Amen. If I didn't know better. But God bless each of you. So good to be here. And, of course, dear friend and brother, all the way from the Longhorn State of Texas, Bishop Johnny Tate, the jurisdictional prelate of Texas Central jurisdiction, is here. Amen. Let's praise God for Bishop Johnny Tate. Preached for us this morning, and heard that I was coming this way and wanted to join me. And of course, the Bozeman and some of the members of Carter are here. God bless you. Thank you so much for being here. Listen, let me just say this real quick. Oh, Superintendent Vini, God bless Administrative Assistant Vini, Maryland Central Jurisdiction. Love you, Superintendent Vini. Let me say this to you, C.L. McCoy District. I know of few individuals that is as integral as Superintendent Willie Hunt. He's a man of impeccable integrity. And I believe that if there is, and if I'm telling the truth, I want you to just say amen to it. The one thing that gets under his skin is when you're not honest with God's work and God's people. And he has a passion for ministry. And what a joy it is to be here and to have his commitment, amen, in this that the Lord is assigning to our hands, and we give him praise for it. So I wanted to be here just today, just to show support. The last date that my wife and I enjoyed together was right here in Waldorf, Maryland. Right here in Waldorf, Maryland. As we sat at the table with Superintendent and Lady Joanne Hunt, the last meal we had out, amen, was in that wonderful steakhouse. I can remember the name of it. Lord Jesus. Amen. And we spent the night in Waldorf, Waldorf, Maryland, at the Hilton Garden Inn. And that Tuesday after that Friday night, my wife went into the hospital, and 30 days after that, she went to be with the Lord. So a little mixed emotion. Amen. But I'm stronger today than I was 30 days ago. And we give God praise. Your pastor, your superintendent, is very dear to my heart. Amen. And we're here to share and to be a blessing. I see us all in the future. And we look so much better than we do right now. Eyes have not seen. Ears have not heard. Neither hath it entered into the hearts of men what God has in store. I'm not taking a swipe at any enemy, or I'm not doing that. But I do just want the devil to know that if you don't like us now, you're going to hate us tomorrow. Hello, somebody. Amen. So to God be the glory for the great things he's done. Amen. Just make sure that everything you do is to the glory of God. And God will take care of all the rest. You don't have to dot the I's, cross the T's. That's already done in eternity. You just live holy and walk upright. Hello, somebody. Amen. So just look at somebody and tell them, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Come on, tell them, get ready, get ready. One last thing. Just look at them and tell them, SOS, scoot over some. Because God is about to enlarge our territory. Yes, yes, yes.
when God gets through, we shall come forth as gold. I'm here tonight. I don't know what you all giving. Each church gave, each church in the district gave $500. All right. You have $1,000 since you're the speaker? Amen. All right. Come here.
We have a system.
You have a system?
With our district, yes, sir.
Okay.
So every time we come together, whoever the speakers, do the 1,000, every one of the rest of churches, or the pastors get 500.
All right. You the speaker today. Bishop Tate, $200. I'm going to give. Amen. I'm going to give $500. I love this pastor. And later on, I'll be able to share with you how he has blessed my life. But I'm going to see into this day a $500 gift. And I know that you're going to do your very best. Let's make his heart happy. Can you say praise the Lord? The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I just want to go quickly through those that have already been a blessing for our superintendent this evening. Superintendent Henry Hunt, $200. Mother Virgil, $20. We thank God for, on Friday night, the state supervisor for Greater Maryland First Jurisdiction. Mother Joy was here. We thank God for seeing her, and she left her offering of $50. Pastor Joy left an offering of $100. And each of the churches in the district has an offering for $500. Powerhouse Apostolic Ministries. Iglesia Cristiana Hebron. Yeah. I've been practicing. Yeah. $500. Zion Hill Church of God in Christ, $550. Where is he? Okay, yeah, I'm trying to flex a little bit. I got you. All right, I'll be with you next time. Yeah. God's House of Refuge, $500. District Missionary of the C.L. McCoy Memorial District, $500. District Missionary Greenfield. God bless you. Pastor James Bell, speaker for the evening, $1,000. Administrative Assistant Robert Veeney, Central Maryland Jurisdiction, $300. Somebody say Haven of Rest Ministries, $500. Amen, somebody. We have still a little ways to go, saints. We are trying to reach a goal of $5,000 on this evening. I believe it's in the house. Somebody say it's in the house. Yeah, it's here. It's here. You just have to let it go and let God do it. I'm sorry, Faith Temple. God bless you, Pastor Hart. You know I'm sorry, don't you? Yes, sir. All right. Faith Temple, $500. I thought I got them all. Defender Faith. See what happens when y'all put me up here? Yeah. Defend the Faith Ministries, Pastor Archie Bell, $500.
Well, praise the Lord. I'm going to do it while I'm standing here for the women who matched the $500 with another $500. So total $1,000 for the women. For our superintendent, the best superintendent this side of heaven. Now I'm going to give it back to you.
All right, saints, without any further ado, we're going to move forward and allow you to participate in this time of giving. Amen? Amen. I know some of you have given, and we appreciate what you have done, but we're going to ask that we all dig just a little bit deeper today. Amen? Amen. Oh, come on, saints. Come on, saints. Yes, yes. So we're asking that you get whatever you can in your hand at this point, and let's be a blessing to the superintendent at this time. We ask that you please stand and receive your directions from the ushers in the rear. God bless you. Follow the directions of the ushers from the rear. $100. First Lady Frieda Powell Bell, $50. Pastor Robert Whitley, $100. Pastor Newkirk, $100. Bishop Sally, $100. The Men's Department of New Community Church of God in Christ, $600. Saints, we're almost there. Somebody say almost there. We got to do this quickly, okay? Let's do it very quickly. All right, Saints, listen. I need $1,000 very quickly. Very quickly. Haven Arrest is starting with $200. I got two more. Three. Halfway there. $100. Two. Come on, Saints. Somebody help. Somebody. I got three people to raise their hand. Somebody help. I got you. Bishop Sally, another $200. Come on, Saints. Come on. Let's be a blessing to the bishop, to superintendent. You, we're not doing a speaker offering, so come on and bring it now. 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 Praise the Lord, Saints. We thank you so much. Thank you so much for your giving at this time. We ask that the Elder Perry. We got it.
Lord, we thank you for this offering that was received on tonight, Lord. We ask you to continue to bless our superintendent, Lord. We ask that you just bless the people that gave and those who didn't, Lord, Father God, to add a blessing to them as well. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Now we're going to have one more selection by the choir, followed by the introduction of our speaker.
Amen. Before the choir comes, it is my distinct privilege and honor to introduce to you somebody I've known all of their life. And this young man has really been a very special person in my life and a very much a inspiration to me. This, even though he is my younger brother, the youngest of us all, he is truly a man of God, a man that you can depend on. Amen. In good times and bad, he is a rock. And I thank God for him. He is the youngest of 12. Amen. And I'm just above him. He is the pastor of God's House of Refuge, Church of God in Christ. Amen. He is the husband of one wife. Amen. 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 And we thank God for him. He is the speaker of the hour. I ask you all to be attentive to the word of God and keep him in prayer as God, amen, blesses us. And I present to some and introduce to others the pastor of God's House of Refuge, the assistant district superintendent of the C.L. McCord Memorial District, Pastor James Bell Sr.
eternal God, we thank you now. Oh God, we thank you for this moment of time, oh God. God, we thank you, God, for giving us this opportunity once again just to gather together, oh God, in your house, oh God. We thank you now, God, for this district, oh God, and this, oh God, jurisdiction, oh God. Lord, we thank you, God, for greater days ahead, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you for your anointing, oh God, being upon each and every one now. Oh God, we thank you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We thank you right now, God. Now, God, continue to have your way in this house. Oh God, let the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart, oh God, be accepted in our sight. Because you're my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Come on, put your hands together and give him praise as you. Come on, give him praise. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord if you are able to.
That's right.
Yes, I realize this is probably the fifth service for some of us this week, praise God, since Friday, amen. And I know some of us are tired, praise God, but it's something about being in the house. Something being in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Sometimes you don't know how to act, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Especially, amen, when you started, amen, not in the house. Come on, somebody. Thank you, Jesus. But God, he was faithful, and we thank him. We thank God for each and every one, praise God. I'm not going to call names, praise God. See, I'm from down south, about 40 miles from here, praise God. And the saints down there, or the ones we're trying to win, amen, they're not used, amen, all the protocols that we do, amen. Some of them times they say we stay in church too long. They used to, amen, about 45 minutes, praise God, because we live in St. Mary's County. Glory. I think some of you caught that, praise God. So we got to learn how to use time. Somebody say time wisely. Shout hallelujah. Come on, let's celebrate our bishop, amen, and the bishop, amen, from Texas, and all of God's people. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 62, verse 5, 6, 7, and 8. Psalms 6, 2, verses 5, 6, 7, and 8. Thank you, Jesus.
That's good right there.
That's good right there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Starting at verse 5, my soul. My soul.
My soul.
My soul, wait thou only upon God.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. For my expectation is from him.
Yeah.
He only, somebody else say only, is my rock and my salvation.
Yeah.
He is my defense. I shall not be moved. And God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength, and my refuge is in God. Verse number 8 says, trust in him at some times.
At all times.
When you feel good.
At all times.
At all times. Ye people, pour out your heart before God. Why? Because God is a refuge for us.
Well, yeah.
Shelah, praise God.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. This psalm, amen, is sometimes referred to as the only some. Thank you, Jesus. Of course, it's not really the only Psalms, praise God, because I believe most of us are scholars, or at least read the Bible, praise God, or at least pick it up and come to church, amen, and look good, praise God. But we, amen, know that there's more Psalms, praise God. But they call this Psalm, praise God, because the only Psalm, because this word occurs so often. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Only. No one or nothing more besides. Solely, exclusively. Come on, somebody. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. And the Psalms, amen, can be broken down, amen, in three different sections. The first four verses talks about the time, our test of our faith.
All right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Verse 5 and 5 through 8 talks about the time of faith. Glory to God. And 9, yes, ma'am. And verse 9 through 12 talks about a triumph, amen, of faith. Thank you, Jesus. So it sounds like to me we have to what? Have faith. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We must what? Have faith. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 5 will be my key verse if the Lord allows, praise God. The latter part of it says, for my expectation is from him.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Look to your neighbor and say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Man, where is your expectations at? Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Earlier this week, praise God, before, amen, district missionary got up, amen, and spoke a word about time, praise God. I was, amen, also, amen, looking at the words of time, praise God. And back in November of 2013, amen, I heard a message or I heard somebody or something, praise God, but I started working on a sermon, praise God, and talking about the chronos, amen, and the cameros, amen. Amen, that latter part of the one, amen, both of them are Greek words, amen, talking about time. Thank you, Jesus. Isn't that something? Amen, but look, God did not release it yet, praise God, because it wasn't time.
That's good right there. That's good right there.
Don't you know, amen, your faith going to be tested one way or the other. See, everything God brings your way, amen, it may not be for that Sunday morning or that Tuesday night, praise God. Amen. I learned, amen, to have to what, wait on the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Amen. But while you're waiting, amen, that don't mean you sit idle.
All right.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Amen. We must do something, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. If you're just not only just praying, praise God, we have to what, do something.
All right.
Thank you, Jesus. So that definition, amen, of kairos, praise God. Amen. It talks about a moment of indeterminate time in which something special happens.
All right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Amen. So I want to use, amen, for a subject tonight. Amen. Something good is about to happen.
That's good right there. That's good right there.
Something good is about to happen.
Yeah.
Man, see, if you're not expecting something good, praise
All
God.
Right.
But guess what? You're not going to receive.
All right.
Come on and shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. But if you're all in it, praise God, as the psalmist, amen, started out, man, my soul. Hallelujah. The true you.
Right.
Amen. You have to be all in, amen, or not in. Come on, all somebody. Right. That's too, amen, too many, praise God, lukewarm saints in. Well, I don't think you can classify them as saints. Amen. It's too, amen, they're lukewarm, praise God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. They couldn't get hot, praise God, if they struck a match, praise God, and put it. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Jesus. But I'm so glad, amen, I'm around a few saints, amen, that they're fully in, praise God.
Yes, sir.
Amen, they, amen, burning, praise God, because they got the word of God burning on the inside.
Yeah,
come on, somebody.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. So we want to talk, amen, about this a time of faith, praise God. See, if you expect something to happen, praise God, you have to be looking for something to happen. Amen. And while you're looking, guess what? God will allow sometime trouble to come your way,
yes,
even though you're expecting something good.
All right.
Any witnesses in the house?
Yes, sir.
Amen. You're expecting something good. Praise God. You get up every morning, praise God, and you, amen, look, praise God, at the, I don't know how to operate this. It's not like ours. That's too fancy for ours. I'm on somebody. Amen. We get up, praise God, expecting God, amen, or expecting something to come in the mail. Amen. But when it don't come, upset, praise God. Amen. We get up. There we go. We get upset. Praise God. Hallelujah. And sometimes we want to throw in
the towel.
Thank you, Jesus. And don't let no problem come. We expecting some money. Praise God. But another bill.
Well, come on, somebody.
That's true, bro.
I'm expecting something good, but guess what?
Another bill.
Another bill. Praise God. On top of the. You know what we do? Just throw it in the pile with the rest of them. And then we want to say, Jesus is going to work it out. If you know. That's what we do, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, God. But my brothers and sisters, amen, as we look at Brother David, I know we got to move, amen. We look at Brother David, he's given credit for writing the Psalms. And we know Brother David, praise God, he has some good days and some, amen, he was good sometime and then he was, thank you, Jesus. But I'm so glad we serve a merciful God. I'm so glad he can see us in the future and we look better than we do
right now.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's time, my brothers and sisters, amen, that we, amen, keep faith in God. Thank you, Jesus. See, the scripture don't say, amen, sometime faith.
No.
But now, amen, we must have faith
right now.
Yes, sir.
Even when the, amen, the bills keep coming, we have to what? Keep faith in God.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
We have to, amen, remain faithful, amen, to God.
Yeah.
You catch that? We have to remain faithful to God. So whatever God called you to do, keep on doing it. Don't get mad because the bills keep on. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor,
it's
only a test. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Amen. Maybe, amen, God testified about you. Talked about this morning, amen, Job. Amen. God testified about Brother Job. Yeah. Amen. Maybe if you, amen, keep on living right. Come on, somebody. If you remain faithful, praise God, maybe God can testify about you one day. Come on, somebody. Amen. But you got to what? Remain faithful, steadfast, you can't get mad every time the pastor give you an assignment. Come on, somebody. Let me stop. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
But we have to realize, what can I do, amen, during these tough times, rough times? Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
So many want to go to the bottle or to the pill bottle. Amen. Want to run to this woman or that man. Come on, somebody. Thank you, Jesus. But we need to be like, amen, King David. Amen. Even though he was about 65 years old when this event happened. Amen. Even his own blood, amen, turned, amen, on him. Amen. Absalom, praise God, wanted, amen, the throne. Yes, even this day and time, people, amen, want, amen, to be the pastor. Even though they don't even read their Bible. Even though they haven't been called. Come on, somebody. They want to be. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. But when, amen, it's time for faith. We're expecting something great and something good to happen. Even though we have to go on the run. But I'm going to run, praise God, because I know my change is going to come sooner or later. Brother Job, amen, he had to hold on, praise God, until his change came. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, hold on. Your change is going to come. Thank you, Jesus. David, amen, had to leave, amen, the comfort. Oh, my goodness. See, a lot of times we don't want to leave our comfort zone. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. We love, amen, being dressed, amen, to the T. Come on, somebody. This is not my normal, praise God. I try to dress up on Sundays. Amen. Come on, somebody. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. But we have to realize, wait a minute. Am I really pleasing God? Am I doing what God is calling for me to do? Thank you, Jesus. But we find, amen, when trouble comes, we have to be like David. We may have to run, amen, and leave the comfort zone, praise God. But we don't have to leave the Lord. Thank you. Yeah. Everywhere we go, we need to take the Lord along with us. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, and when we go into the hedges and highways, do we do that these days? Do we still go in the hedges and the... Thank you, Jesus. You mean to tell me what's going to the hedges and highways and tell somebody about Jesus even though your bills are stacked up? Thank you, Jesus. Even though, amen, you go out to your car and your car will not start and you don't have gas money to put in. Thank you, Jesus. I know this is not an anniversary. Praise God, but I'm letting you know, amen, something good is going to happen, praise God, if you get yourself out of the way. I believe God, amen, came and allowed this to happen, praise God, because David needed to get out of his way, praise God, himself out of God's way, amen. So many times we get, amen, in the comfort zone, praise God, and amen, we so used to being catered to, my God, amen, but we have to realize I'm a servant first, praise God, amen. I need to go and tell, amen, or wait on somebody. Jesus, when he came down, praise God, he came, he said he didn't come to be served, but he came to what? Shout hallelujah in this house. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. We have to realize, yes, I'm on the run, praise God. Sometime God will allow, amen, the hellhounds to come, praise God. But that's all right. We have to stand our ground. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sometimes we don't know what to do, praise God. And when we don't know what to do, we have to trust in the Lord. I don't understand why, praise God, this keeps coming up. But I need to trust in the Lord with all my heart. Maybe I haven't given my all to him. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, have you gave your all to the Lord? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Amen. We have to, amen, be like this Psalms, praise God. And let amen, and realize only God. Come on, somebody. Only my soul finds rest in God. He is only my rock and my salvation. He is only my refuge. Amen. Find rest only in God. Shout hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But I'm so glad, amen, that God, amen, was still up to something. Amen. We don't know, amen, all the conversations that go on in the heavenlies. It's none of our business. You remember when we were children, praise God, and amen, we was around the grown folk. Well, this day and time, they don't know what we're talking about. Yeah. But when I was, amen, you'll be around the grown folk, praise God. And they said, what you doing? This is grown folk. You don't need to know everything, praise God. I believe God leading to let us know, amen, this is grown folk business. You, amen, just stand, praise God, until I decide to talk to you. Shout hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Something special, something good is going to happen, praise God. I don't know when, praise God. I don't know how, but I don't care either way. Come on, somebody. As long as it happened. It may take a while. Even in King David's situation, it took about two years, praise God, before his son was taken out, praise God, and about a total of 4 years, amen, before he got back, amen, to the place where he started from. Hallelujah. We have to realize we have to walk by faith and not by... Yeah. See, David, amen, he wrote quite a few of these psalms. And amen, he probably, this may not have been his favorite psalm, praise God. Amen, but I know he had probably one. And we all need that one we keep in our back pocket for those hard times. Thank you, Jesus. I'm not sure which one is yours. Thank you, Jesus. Maybe, amen, it's Psalms, amen, 27. Thank you, Jesus. Maybe it's Psalms 34. I will. Come on. Thank you. Amen. I don't know. Amen. Praise God. But we need to grab hold. Glory to God. Amen. God's word, praise God, in times such as this. We're in evil times, praise God. Amen. Nobody, amen. People don't want to live according to God's will. Amen. They don't want, amen, to hear the truth. They want to hear, amen, a story, a fairy tale. Praise God. They want you to whisper something good into their ear. The only thing I can tell them, praise God, God is good. If you don't get your soul right, there is a place that was prepared for the devil and his angels. Amen. And you're going to end up in a place that wasn't divine or designed for you. Shout hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm so glad, amen, that God has the power to bring us out. I don't know what trouble, amen, you're facing. I'm closing. Yes, I don't know what trouble, amen, but I'm so glad that the Psalms let us know, amen, weeping may endure for a night. But joy, something good. I said something good is going to happen. I don't know how long, amen, that night is going to be. But I know that the Lord is with me. Come on, somebody. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow. Thank you, Jesus. I don't have to fear, praise God, because the Lord, amen, is with me. Aren't you glad, amen, that God is with you? Amen. Jehovah, praise God. Shammah, praise God. The Lord is right there with you. Isn't it good to know God is with you even in the heat of the moment? Remember the three Hebrew boys? They was afraid to get into the fire. We have to realize God, amen, the Son of God, is in the fire waiting for us, praise God. Why? Because he's a consuming fire, praise God, cannot hurt him. Matter of fact, he created fire. Come on, somebody. Shout hallelujah. Glory. Jehovah Jireh, praise God. Maybe, amen, you know him as your provider, praise God. He gonna come through for you one day. I don't know when that day is, praise God. But just know, amen, that he, amen, will come through for you. Maybe something going on in your body, praise God. The doctor can't find it, praise God. Let me pause right there. Can everybody just shout Sister Betty real loud? Be healed in Jesus' name. We need Jehovah Rapha. The doctors can't find it, praise God. They've been looking for a long time. But I'm so glad that God can see inside of us. I'm so glad. Amen. He made us from dust. And he know exactly, praise God, what's wrong with us. Even though the doctors are shaking their head, Jesus is smiling, praise God, because he promised to be with us, never to leave us alone. Shout hallelujah. Maybe you need some peace in your life. He can be your Jehovah Shalom. God, my peace. Oh, my goodness. We're living in a time, praise God, where it's chaos. Amen. In people's home. But the devil is a lie. Because Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, praise God, resides in my home. Shout hallelujah. I'm going to close for serious this time. Somebody said for serious. Oh, my goodness. Why, man, did King David, praise God, have such confidence in God? Maybe Psalms 24 was his favorite. I don't know, amen, but it's my favorite. Come on, somebody. I love, amen, Psalms 24. Amen. It talks about, amen, that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Amen. The world and they that dwell. That lets me know, amen, praise God. He made the world. Amen. He made us. Since he made us, he know exactly what we need. See, he made everything before he made mankind. Everything we need. Look at the neighbor and say, God got it. Everything that you need. Anybody need some money? Guess who has it? The earth belongs to him. I belong to him. Praise God. And he, amen, has founded upon the seas and established upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that has clean hands and a pure heart. Who has not lifted up his soul to vanity. Nor sworn deceitfully, praise God. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord. And righteousness from the God of our salvation. This is that generation that seek him, that seek his face, O Jacob, Shelah. Let's pause for a moment and think about that. Are you that generation? Are you seeking God? Amen. Are you, amen, on your face before God? Are you calling out his name, praise God, without the pastor telling you to? We program this day and time. Unless the praise leader tell you to pray or say shout hallelujah. We act like we are robots. God did not. He did not, amen, create robots. Come on, somebody. He made man and man was a living. Glory to God. I'm free, praise God. Praise the Lord, I'm free. No longer bound, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Quit, praise God. Amen. This is that generation that seek him. I'm seeking his face and not his hand. See, if we seek his face, praise God, we can get closer and understand him better. See, if you're just seeking his hand, praise God, there's a limit there. Come on, somebody. But if you seek his face, come on, somebody. We can maybe get like Abraham, praise God, or Moses, amen, get closer. Come on, somebody. I want to be closer, hallelujah, to the Lord. I want him, amen, to be close to me. And the only way he won't get close to me is my sinful nature, praise God. Rise up, but I need to die to self. Shout hallelujah. If we get self out the way, look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, something good is going to happen. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. And be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. And be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, do you know who the King is? Do you know who the King is? If you needed help, praise God. Isn't that something, how a king will come to your aid? I bet you if you call, amen, any living king right now on this earth, I bet you won't come. But the King of glory. I said the King of glory. He'd be right there with you. Come on, somebody. Matter of fact, thank you for being in our presence. Or thank you for allowing us to be in your presence. Why? Because he's everywhere at all times. Shout hallelujah. Something good is about to happen. We're standing in this place. Yeah, good time, good time. Good time. Lord. Something good. is about to happen. Yeah, but we have to, amen, have faith. It's time to have faith. Amen, we can't play with this thing. Thank you, Jesus. It's too long, amen. We've been playing around, amen. God is a serious God when it comes. Come on, somebody. We come to the altar, play games. The devil is a lie. Come on, somebody. Amen. We want to be healed, praise God, but we so accustomed and love, amen, when people give us, amen, oh, the war is me. They want to pat us on the back. Let me help them. The devil is a lie. I'm tired of being sick. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Remember the woman, praise God, 18 long years. Thank you, Jesus. Bend over. Come on, somebody. Come on. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Amen. Tired. Thank you. Anybody tired of being sick and tired? Anybody looking for something good to happen? Praise God. But you got that what? Have faith in God. I'm not talking about, amen, Dollar Tree, dollar store faith. Thank you. It's going to cost you, amen. You have to what? Trust Him with all. Amen. He may tell you, amen, to move something out of the way or give something, praise God. Thank you. I'm not getting ready to call an offering. See, people get scared. Come on. That's not me. Thank you, Jesus. We get scared, praise God. Why? Maybe we don't trust God enough. Thank you, Jesus. But the verse said we have to trust Him at all, even in the house of the Lord. Even when we look in our finest, we have to learn to trust God. Even when we're not looking our finest. Sometimes, amen, we're looking ugly. We might as well admit it. We ain't going to admit it now because, you know, people around. But sometimes we're looking bad. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. But we clean up well, you know. Thank you. All the baggage that we have. All the things that we're going through. Amen. The cares of life got us weighted down. Come on, somebody. God want to lighten our load, praise God. Come on, somebody. But we're still holding on to the past, praise God. And God got something good. God got something good just ahead of us, praise God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. If you want something, praise God. Just lift your hands, praise God. See, God is everywhere. He can do anything. There is no distance too far. Thank you. Some of us, amen, got mountains that needs to be moved. But the God that I serve and the God that you should be serving, come on, somebody. He's able to do exceeding and abundant of all that we ask or think. But you must have the power working. Come on, somebody. You must have that power working in you. Wise eternal God, we thank you now, God, for this day and these, your people, God. Lord, we thank you, God, for letting us or reminding us, oh God, that we must have faith in you and you only. Not our credit card, oh God, not our pocketbook, oh God, not the doctor, God, not our wife, oh God, not our husband, oh God, not our children, but you alone, in the name of Jesus. Now each, everyone, oh God, that needs something, oh God, moved, oh God, we thank you in advance, oh God, for moving, oh God. We thank you in advance, oh God, for doing something great in the lives of your people even now. And we look forward, oh God, to the mighty testimonies, oh God, the great things that you shall do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Come on and bless the Lord in this house. You may take your seats just for a moment. Come on, bless God, bless God, bless God, bless God. Something good getting ready to happen. I believe God. How about you? Mark 11:22 said, have faith in God. Hallelujah. 23 said, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. Look at here. He shall have whatsoever he saith. And then 24 says, therefore, I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Anybody believe in God for anything? Anybody believe in God for anything? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I am so thankful to God tonight for each of you. Amen. It has been a glorious time this week. Amen. God has tremendously blessed us. Our district missionary spoke under the anointing of the Holy Ghost on Friday night, and that was good right there. But then something happened yesterday, y'all. Oh, my God. I sat, Mother Gross, and I couldn't stop crying. I couldn't stop crying. The babies got up. Woo! And the babies ministered to us. And God performed miracles in our midst. One of the speakers, Sister Hart, told of her experience. I believe she said 5-6 years old, she had been molested for over a year. And then later on, she was raped. And then molestation again. She was transparent. She let the Lord use her. And that testimony ministered to others sitting in the congregation, and God called his own altar call in his time. My God, y'all know what them babies that got delivered yesterday was right back here this morning, jumping and praising and magnifying God. It is so good for us to be here. I'm not going to delay, continue on. Okay. I'm not going to continue on. Pastor Burnell, Mario Burnell, and later Lady Maria Burnell are here. These are our family. Yeah. They, both of them tired. They went up to New York Friday night and got back yesterday evening and here. Amen. Again for service today. Their service begins in about 15, 20 minutes from now. So we want to delay very long, but I'm going to ask you just to give me 1 minute. I want a visiting bishop, and I'm terrible with names, Bishop Tates, amen, to come and to greet us, and I want to acknowledge my friend and my brother, amen, Pastor Sally, Pastor Daniel Sally, amen, from Redeeming Faith. Bishop, we have the United Ministers Coalition, and Pastor Sally is our chairman, or our chaplain, amen. Bishop Sally, excuse me, Pastor Sally over here. Bishop Sally is the chaplain, amen. And he has become a wonderful friend, amen, a blessing to the ministry, he and his family and the Redeeming Life family. And I just want to thank you for being with us on this afternoon. Amen. To Superintendent Robert Whitley, amen, to Pastor Newkirk, to my friend and brother, he's a little old now, Superintendent Administrative Assistant Pastor Robert Vini. God bless you, man. God bless you. And to all of our pastors, the old guy on the block, Pastor Larry Gross, Pastor Larry Gross, Zion Hill Church of God in Christ, Lusby, Maryland, amen. Pastor Archie Bell, amen. Defend the Faith Ministries, Kojic, and Prince Frederick, Maryland. Pastor Mario Burnell,
Hebron. I can't get the first part. I've been practicing. I ain't got it down yet. Iglesia. He right here in the same house, and I still can't pronounce it. God bless Pastor Burnell. Amen. I was getting ready to mess with you, but I'm going to act right. Pastor Romeo Mark McClary. Amen. Haven of Rest Ministries, Kojic in La Plata, Maryland. Now, Pastor Eddie Height, Powerhouse, Lexington Park, Maryland. And the only brother-in-law that I have, well, I take that back. Well, from this side, he took her. Pastor Alfred Bernard Hart, Faith Temple Ministries, Colonial Heights, Virginia. God bless the pastors and all of their lovely wives. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Our district missionary, Queen Esther, Mother Laverne Greenfield. Amen. Amen. God bless you, Mother Greenfield. And this is the sweetheart. This is the most precious gift from God that he could have given to me almost 20 years ago. This precious gift. Oh, let me stop. I'm feeling it now. I love myself some Margaret Elizabeth McCoy, our matriarch. I love myself some Mother Margaret. Amen. And then isn't she lovely? Woo! My girl. That's good right there. In just under 2 weeks, it will be 41 years of marriage. After 10 days of meeting her, I proposed. And she said yes. After 10 days, Pastor. Yeah, I had it like that, you know. You know. Suave and debonair. Thank God for Miss Joanne, no middle name Hunt. I love myself some Miss Joanne. I want to thank God for my children, my eldest son, Elder Maurice Randy Hunt. Amen. And his lovely wife, Sister Elena Doreen Hunt. Elder Michael Hunt. Elder Michael Christopher Hunt. And his lovely wife, Latasha Patrice, is in the back. And where's my baby? Come here, girl. This the twin to her mama. There's my only. She tells me often. I got a whole bunch of daughters, but she lets me know. You only have one. And I love myself some Kimberly. Kimberly, Joanne Hunt. Where my grandbabies? Where my grandbabies? Where's Simone? Simone not here? That stand up. There's Simone, Elise, Stephen Christopher. No, Stephen Jamal. I saw her. Shane Christopher and Miss Selena. That's the boss of the house. God bless. God bless. Come on, Bishop. Have words with us. And then y'all can do what you're going to do. But we got to get out of here. Now, I'm going to ask you. I want us to greet one another. But I don't want us to delay very long the service after. So that Hebron can begin their service. Bishop Pierce is here to meet with the pastors and their wives. We have set up in the fellowship hall. If you all would please kindly, this is a private meeting that our bishop has called.
I'm going to ask the pastors, the district missionary, and your husband, Mother McCoy, those district officials that have been notified, Superintendent Whitley, those that have been notified, he desires to meet with us. We're going to talk next steps, all right? And then we'll get back with you and let you know what direction we're going to be going. Thank God for Bishop Carl Anthony Pierce. Senior. Amen. All right, Bishop, come on and greet us, sir. Come on and greet us. God bless you. Absolutely. We're happy to be
here. Good evening to everybody. It's a privilege to be here with you. Will you give it up for a wonderful friend and Bishop Carl Pierce? And take a moment now and appreciate your superintendent who truly has style. Amen. District missionary, thank you so much. Mother McCoy, good to meet you and to the First Lady. To all of you, bishops and elders, it's a privilege to be here. Real quick, I'm from Texas, and in Texas, when there are families with a lot of people, when they eat, they go in the kitchen one at a time. Amen. Somebody familiar with that, you know. Every only way you know that they were eating is they would come out of the kitchen. When I got here, you were eating. You were dining on salvation. And what I'm grateful to say to you is nobody snuck out. Everybody stayed in here where we could all enjoy the same meal. I give you greetings from the Powerhouse Church of God in Christ in Houston, Texas. And I want to thank you so much for receiving me in your presence. And then finally, thank you. Good evening. Goodbye.
Thank you. All right.
Lord. Amen. On the behalf of the Department of Women of New Community Church of God in Christ, all of the women from the local church, we would just want to say, Superintendent Hunt, we appreciate you. We love you. We thank you for allowing us to serve. God bless you.
Amen. On behalf of the CWC, we love you, Pastor.
Really?
This is one of the oldest members of New Community Church of God in Christ.
On behalf of the C.L. McCoy District Ushers, back there in that beautiful blue back there, we just want to say thank you.
Thank you, sis. Our president, thank you.
On the behalf on the behalf of the C.L. McCoy Junior Memorial District nurses, we want to say we thank you, we love you, and we appreciate you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. On behalf of the music department for the district, as well as the New Community Church of God in Christ, Pastor, we want to present you this love token and let you know that we love you and we got your back.
All right. Thank you so much. On behalf of the protocol staff, we love you, Pastor.
Thank you for everything. Thank you for everything. We want to again thank God for our bishop. Woo, I'm going to be good for right now. She said, please. We got this new saying. I was listening to this song, and the song was getting so good, and there was a lull in it, and I heard this country woman say, "That's good right there." And that's our new saying. Every time we hear something good, we're going to holler, "That's good right there." Praise the Lord. All of my brothers, God bless you, man. God bless you. We're happy. Amen. And I appreciate you for all that you have done. We're standing at this time. I'm going to ask Bishop Pierce if he would so. No, I'm going to ask. I'm going to ask Bishop Sally if you would so. Give us word and benediction. Thank you so much.
God bless you. Thanks to God. Lift your hands unto the Lord. Father, we are grateful and we are thankful, Lord, for your goodness and for your mercy. We thank you, Father, because your loving kindness is better than life. And because of that, we will praise you with our lips. Now, Father, thank you for all that has been done and said. Bless the people of God as they depart from this place, but never from your divine presence. Let your perfect peace provide for them. Keep them in perfect peace, Lord, as their minds are stayed upon you. We give you the glory and we give you the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.